Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio here, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. You can submit show prep to it. You can submit stuff from all around the web, whatever URL you want to put in there. It could be a YouTube video. It could be a news article, something funny, whatever you want to put in. Whatever you think our other listeners would enjoy, because they get to vote on it. You get to vote on things, too. And the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website. It's voting that really makes a difference over at freetalklive.com. We continue with you and your thoughts. And then coming up, maybe we'll get to some of the show prep we brought in here tonight. Of course, you can call about anything. So we're going to go to Kelvin first here in this hour, listening in Colorado on the amp lines. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen, and Nemi, right?
Hey, it is Nemi, yes.
I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get to talk to Bradley Jarvis.
Oh, I'm sorry. We could put you on with Scott the Bigot if you'd like.
You know, I would like that sometime, but I think I need more preparation
before I do that. So go ahead with your thoughts, Kelvin.
After my poor showing last time, anyway... I wanted to know how those guys managed to not get searched when they stepped onto the campus, because I know that the legal right to search, they would have to qualify for, I believe it's called the Terry stop, which is when it's like incident to a interaction with a citizen when they have some belief that they may be in danger, and so they can pat you down for weapons. And since these guys had announced previously that they were bringing weapons, they must have been concealed weapons, and so it would seem like they would take that opportunity to search those guys, and it didn't look like that happened.
I can actually speak to this. They were not searched because there was no probable cause for a search. If the government had an
articulable.
Thank you. That's the word that was not
coming out. Articulable suspicion.
You don't hear that word every day.
You know, and just that they had said that they were going to carry on campus was not enough to justify a Terry stop.
Although I can understand why Kelvin would think that. I mean, I think Kelvin's, you know, close to
right.
You know,
absolutely.
They could have probably done it anyway, but they didn't.
Right, and I think that was a good move on their part.
But the Terry stop, or Terry frisk, is... what I'm trying to find out is whether the Terry frisk can be done just on the street. I think it can. I know it can certainly be done at an auto pullover, but the original idea behind the Terry frisk was that if a cop felt he was in an unsafe circumstance, he could pat the person down simply on the outside of their clothing to feel for what are believed to be weapons, and then ask someone to reveal something that they believe is a weapon.
I believe one of the key components of a Terry stop is that you are being detained. You're not free to go.
Mm. And he was free
to go
I think, because all they did was basically serve him with papers. He and Tommy had come on this college campus after announcing they were going to carry guns on there, and they got served with a notice that basically said you can't come here with a gun, but they didn't have any openly carried guns, which is what they originally said was they were going to strap it to their back, and they hadn't done that. So I guess they didn't have any reason to search him.
Correct.
Because they sure as hell would have if they thought they could get away with it. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, and maybe they would do it in other places, too. Or maybe they would have done it if they weren't dealing with a former cop. Maybe if it were you or I who were planning this particular protest, they would have figured, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. We'll be able to get away with this. But maybe they figured Brad was too much of a hard target or something like that.
Well, they do seem to react differently in different situations. And it's just funny to try to figure out when is it going to be a situation if things are going to get violent. And when it's going to be just, you know, we're all going to be on our best behaviors and go that way. For example, I had heard when you guys went down there to the outreach program that you got pulled over. I believe it was Ian?
Yeah, we were coming back, actually. We went through Manchester to run an errand for someone, and then on the way out of Manchester, we're pulled over for a non-inspection sticker. There was no inspection sticker on Derek J's car, allegedly. And the cop actually yanked Derek's door wide open during that encounter, and it was really outrageous.
So he had been ordered to step out of the car. Derek J refused to do that.
That's correct.
And had his window rolled down a crack, but the door wasn't locked. And so the officer ordered him to come out of the car. He didn't come out of the car. And in a lot of cases, when that happens, my understanding that the pepper spray comes out then. And even if you roll up your window, they have a little tool that will go between the glass and the seal, and they could have hosed you guys all down in there for refusing to get out of the car.
So they could, I suppose. I've never heard of it happening here, but that doesn't mean it hasn't happened
or
here.
Or couldn't happen here.
Right. I mean, they have pepper sprayed Derek J. once here in Keene, and that was simply for not getting in their car when they already had him in handcuffs, and he's a little guy. They could very easily have gotten him in there if they'd wanted to, but they just wanted to hurt somebody. So I guess this cop wasn't feeling particularly sadistic.
Yeah, a little bit of extra punishment to motivate you. Anyway,
Who knows? Maybe he would have done it if he couldn't have swung the door open. I mean, I don't know. If Derek had locked the door instead, maybe we would have all gotten doused. But then again, we did have cameras rolling, and that might have been a factor as well.
This advice to crack the window has always bothered me, because I think that it does incite police a great deal. I mean, you know, they have the expectation you're going to roll down your window, then they're going to say roll it all the way down, and you get to say yes or no to the officer. And that's going to go however that goes. And what if they decide to be violent, then they get to, the assumption is that you're the bad guy every single time. That's why I don't like this crack the window kind of activism.
It's a sensible policy, especially if you've got pot in the car, or if someone has smoked some pot in the car. But it's also
you're right. The pepper spray will mask the smell of the pot,
because you don't want. I know you're scared of the cops. They are scary people, and they do hurt people. That's certainly true. But when you refuse to roll down the window, it immediately indicates that you're someone who knows their rights, and that you are someone who's not. You're not your average pushover that they're used to dealing with when they pull folks over. And I think it sends a message to the officer that, they better tread carefully, especially when you also whip out a video camera at the same time and let the officer know that you're recording. And he after he said that, he did not push further on that particular issue of rolling the window down.
Well, I'll tell you this, Mark. I can certainly see your point, but I drive on my own, and I have been pulled over. Actually, I was pulled over 3 times inside of 4 days in the week.
Oh, my.
Ensuing after my birthday. Because in New Hampshire, your registration and your inspection expire at the end of the month, and you actually have 10 days into the next month have your inspection done. But your driver's license every 4 or 5 years expires at midnight on your birthday. So I hadn't really thought about it. I was procrastinating and saying, okay, well, I'll go get my registration, inspection, my license done all same day, end of the month, whatever. No, I got pulled over. I don't know if they're scanning my plate or what, but there was one particular officer who I wasn't really comfortable with, and I don't really like opening my window to somebody who is bigger than I am and has a better vantage point than I do, and who could potentially be violent to me, whether or not he's in a uniform.
I understand.
So I will crack the window.
So you're advocating, Mark, to kiss the ring and bow down because you're afraid, right?
Well, my assumption is, no, what I'm concerned with is tickets, right? Like, I prefer not to get them, and I don't want to give advice necessarily to listeners that's going to result in something that they don't want. You may have the quote-unquote right to crack your window if that's what you wish to do, but don't think that it's necessarily going to go well.
Oh, I agree that you're going to get the ideal situation.
Who would think that? I mean, anytime you're refusing to bow down to the state agents, there's always a chance they could get violent with you.
Lots of people believe that if they're in the right and they have rights, that things are going to go well. But
they need to learn their lesson then.
Well, I don't want to create situations.
These people are unpredictable, and anytime you stand up for
your rights, they're pretty predictable when you don't roll your freaking window down.
No, they are not. I mean, the guy that was having a diabetic shock attack ended up having the crap beaten out of him by these cops.
But he didn't roll down the window. collapsed because he was in diabetic shock.
The point is, these people are out of control, and you never know when you're dealing with a rogue cop, so why not protect yourself from them? More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, if you want to bow down and kiss the ring, then don't be an activist. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're free, so enjoy those on us. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine, www.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for their customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, so you guys called me out after we went to break, and I deserved it. I guess I didn't speak clearly when I went to break there. I suggested that you were we're talking about the police, and you get pulled over. If you crack the window, Mark, you say that that could make things worse. I mean, there is always the possibility that some rogue cop is going to make things worse for you.
What do you think the chances are that it'll make things better? I mean, I tend to feel like cracking the window benefits me in no way.
Well, it shows, as I mentioned, it shows the cop that that you aren't just going to jump through his hoops. You're not just going to do what you're told.
I can tell him that for instance, in all my vehicles, I have a Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net, and I can tell him, you're being recorded right now.
Yeah.
And that'll show him that
we did both. We, Derek kept his window cracked and also informed him that he was being recorded. But my point was, look, if you're going to engage in non-cooperation, and that's non-cooperation, when a government bureaucrat tells you to jump and you don't jump, when a government bureaucrat tells you roll down the window and you don't, when a government bureaucrat tells you to open the door and you don't, that's non-cooperation.
I agree.
And anytime you engage in non-cooperation, you should expect there's always a chance that some cop is going to put you in a pair of handcuffs and take you away to a cage. Always that chance. In your case, or in this case, likely, you're going to get a ticket or something like that. It's pretty rare you're going to get handcuffed and taken away from your car for a traffic violation, but that's still a possibility because these people expect you to be cooperative. They expect you to do what they tell you to do.
I don't know what's going to happen when I refuse. And because, for one thing, I'm not going to refuse to roll down a window and then roll down a window. If I tell a police officer, I'm not rolling down my window any farther, you can believe I'm not rolling my window down any farther. I am not going to take a stand and then back off of that stand.
I would back off if he pulled his gun on me.
Well, then why did you make the stand in the first place?
The point is to make a stand, Mark.
But nobody, you're not making a stand if you're waiting.
You don't get shot for speeding.
I don't know what's going to happen. You may very well get you will get shot for not pulling over. And as far as some police, I don't know. I mean, I frankly find this activism to be of little use. And that's the statement
I
made
all
along.
Do it, and you can just jump through whatever hoops they put up for you. What I was saying was, what I meant to say, I guess, is that if you want to be non-cooperative, then be non-cooperative. But expect there's always a risk involved. I mean, otherwise, that's the kind of activism I was talking about when I said what I said at the end of the last segment.
Yes, that's
so
a type of activism.
You can still
lots
do
different types
other
of
types of activism, but, don't call yourself a non-cooperative activist if you're just going to jump through every hoop they put up for you, every piddly little hoop, because they love to just tell you little things. Like, for instance, if you watch the video I mentioned, I think we mentioned it yesterday at freekeen.com. We haven't mentioned it because it was posted last night. So just posted today at freekeen.com was a video of the high school outreach that we did yesterday, and it's a perfect example of how bureaucrats, not just cops, but any bureaucrat, will attempt to make you do something. They'll attempt to exercise their authority. And so we're out front of this high school, and actually Adamo and I were out by the road holding a banner, so we weren't there for most of this interaction. And Pete from copblock.org and some others were up by the front of the school handing out flyers, who owns you flyers, to the high school and middle school students that were coming out, because it's like a combined school with both high school and middle school in it. And of course the bureaucrats don't like it when other people are giving kids propaganda. They like only for their propaganda to be distributed.
That's
at
true.
School. So they came out and immediately got in Pete's face. And, of course, Pete's recording this entire time. And basically they said to him, well, you could just go over there to that white trailer. That's where the superintendent is. And you could just ask him for permission to give this out. If you have permission, you can give these out on campus. And so they were trying to get him to do what they wanted him to do. And that is, we have these rules. And you need to follow them, and we'll just arbitrarily make them up on the spot or whatever, but you need to do what we say so we can prove that we're in charge of you. And of course, no one went over to the trailer. Derek J. continued to hand out the flyers unabated, and they ended up calling the police, I guess, at some point, but by that time the kids were all on the buses, and so we took off, and the one school resource officer was there on crutches, so
oh my.
That was kind of nice, because, you know,
sad.
The guy's there on crutches, so you know he's not going to be making an arrest, and so it was interesting, but it gave you an example of just how petty these people are. They have their little rules, and they want you to follow them. They would love for you to just go into the white trailer, where you can then fill out some form, and submit it to the bureaucrats, and then the bureaucrats will say, we'll get back to you on this, and then,
sure.
You know, maybe they'll get back to you, maybe they won't, and if they get back to you, of course they'll say, we're sorry, you can't distribute this on campus. Bye now. And that'll be the end of that.
Sure.
And that's
goodbye.
What they want you to do.
Now you've asked, and you can't, you can't ask forgiveness.
So the value is personal, Mark. Whether it's there's tangible value to doing something like this, the value is personal in that you're refusing to obey the orders of another human being. And you as a Quaker should have a lot of appreciation for that.
That's fine by me. But that doesn't mean that I think that it is activism of any value. You can have all kinds of activism. You can walk down the street with no pants and then say, I have activism of value. Because I am not submitting to their pants authority.
Please stay away from my neighborhood.
Right. It's just, you know, to me, if I'm going to do activism and I'm going to take the chance of having a stun gun or a pepper spray, you know, sprayed into my car, I'm going to do that for a reason that is going to be, useful and articulable.
How about it's cold out? I'd like to keep my window up.
The cop standing out in the cold, he doesn't really care about your excuse.
I don't care about the cop.
I'll turn up
to be there. So what if he tells you to get out? You're going to get out?
I've never had that happen.
Well, he told Derek J. to get out.
I might ask him why.
Get out of the car right now.
I'm asking you
I'm
why.
I'm ordering you to get out of this car.
Fine. Do you understand that you're being recorded right now? Anything that you say or do is going to be used as evidence, and I am taking this to court.
So you're going to get out.
When you write out my ticket, write it out in days in jail, because I'm not going to pay you one red cent.
Okay. But you would get out.
I'd get out.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
I'm not going to take the chance of getting shocked or pepper sprayed or any of these things.
Okay.
What am I going to do? Wait for him to stick his finger in my nose and drag me out the window? I mean...
I don't blame you. I don't want to get hurt either.
If the cop says, get out of the car, you are going to get out of that car.
Derek J. didn't.
I wouldn't.
Fine.
I wouldn't.
Why?
I think it's a matter of feeling personally safe. I really do, because
they're dangerous.
Right. Well,
how do you know it's a real cop? Right.
Well, right. There are several stories in the news recently in this year. We've had, I think, five people impersonating law enforcement in New Hampshire. Absolutely. And they say you're supposed to call 911 and have them verify that the person with blue lights behind you is actually a cop and has actually pulled you over bona fide, and you can ask for ID, and they're supposed to be courteous.
Yeah, I think you should ask them for ID. That's awesome.
You know, ask them for identification. But this is all...
No, but I want to try that. Like, be on the phone and say, hold on there, officer. I'm on with 911 right now just to verify you're a real cop.
That's right.
And see how they respond to it.
Just slide your ID through the crack in the window.
This is advice they give to women. It's
good advice. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want.
Maybe bad advice.
450-3733. It's bad advice to keep going along to get along.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can also join us on our website. We've got a mobile site for those of you with smartphones. You'd like to access our streams, perhaps, or the podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches. I've had several of these meals, and Ian, you have two?
I have. Well, a couple so far, but I want to have some more.
Yeah, and they're, you know, you've actually got a couple sitting right here. They come in convenient plastic totes. You can keep them, you know, in, say, a basement or garage or whatever's convenient for you. You can make them in just minutes simply by adding water. They are quite good, and they make plenty of, there's plenty to feed folks with.
I actually want to get some more because you only gave me like four to start with, and I haven't bothered to actually order my own yet, so I should do that because I've enjoyed them.
Well, you can order them by going to wisefoodstorage.com or calling 855-FOODWISE. You can actually get a free entree sample. Not you. You've already got your free entree sample.
Yes, I got a few of them.
But anybody else listening to the sound of my voice can get a free entree sample by going to wisefoodstorage.com or calling 855-FOODWISE and also use the same coupon code FTL. That's what you use to get the free entree. You can also use it to get no-cost shipping or 10% off any order. and 10% off any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com, coupon code FTL, 855-FOOD-WISE.
So we were talking about him earlier, and he appeared. It's Scott the Bigot in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian.
Speak of the devil, they say, Scott.
And Mark, how are you?
Well.
Good evening,
Scott.
I'm going to support Ron Paul, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, we heard you called the Neil Bortz show with the same position.
Yes, and did you hear Mr. Bortz, the horrible word he called me at the end?
I heard he called you an a-hole.
Yes, that's right.
The
on reflection
the air?
Is on him, gentlemen, not and then he, not on me.
Well, you know, you said some really awful things,
but he
and you're lucky you've got any airtime with it. You're lucky that you're so tolerated on this show, Scott the Bigot, even though
no,
I didn't take your call last night.
You're kind to me. You may disagree with me, but by and large, there are talk show hosts that are absolutely ruthless. They are ruthless. There's no
it's
other
true.
Word.
Many talk show hosts, you know, they really like to shout and yell at people. I don't much appreciate that particular approach. You know, they may think it's entertaining or their audience may enjoy it or whatever. I'd rather take the more measured approach, perhaps the intellectual approach, try to discuss things with you.
I'm calling him the bigot. And,
he is a bigot.
Using all kinds of terminology that disparages him when he calls.
What? I haven't disparaged him.
Generally,
Scott.
You do.
What do you mean by that?
Most of the time when you call him, you disparage him.
Yeah, what are you talking
about?
You
don't use epithets like a-hole, which I can't believe Neil said right on the air.
But Scott. When have I disparaged you?
You know, gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something, and I don't want to take up time wasting my breath with Neil Bortz, but the reflection is all on him, not on me. It just shows you what a low life he is. So let's just leave
well,
it at
I'm
that.
Not going to go there.
I'm not going to go there either, but I want to say this is why I want your listeners to consider Ron
well,
Paul.
Wait a minute. Have
I
ever been really, you know, have you ever felt like I was really nasty to you, Scott?
Well, there are times when... I feel that you, you know, are like last week. You took a little glee in saying something to the effect of, "Like I like to knock Scott down a few pegs." So,
did I say that?
That doesn't sound like you
like
at all.
But anyway, you're by and large, you're not mean spirited. I've come across hosts that are really they have
you're
one goal in mind.
Sometimes
they
I could be frustrated.
They want to
by
chew you.
You
up and spit you out. That's what
so
they want.
I could be frustrated by you, Scott, because you're relentless. I mean, you
now,
keep
Scott,
calling
do you think that with your with your stand on Jews, do you think you're in any way beneficial to the Ron Paul campaign?
Yes, I'll tell you why. Because Ron Paul, first of all, he's the only one with a viable plan. And
what I mean by that is
he has tangible goals. He wants to abolish the Federal Reserve.
Yes. I don't think he understood your question.
Scott, you, yourself, and your as stances on
as a bigot.
The issues, right, you know, you
someone
being,
who hates
believing
everyone.
That Jews have caused all the problems in the world,
remember,
disliking
he hates
blacks,
everyone.
Disliking gays,
besides white
not
Christian
being particularly fond of women in particular. Do you think that when you say these things and then advocate for Ron Paul, do you think it's beneficial to the Ron Paul campaign at all? Because I don't think it is.
I'll tell you why it's beneficial, because a lot of people that support him may not come out and say it, but they have the same ideas in mind that I do.
There are not a lot of people like you.
I don't think there are. I think Ian's right on that.
You're going to see the Occupy Wall Street is going to flock to him. You're going to see that they're angry that they got humiliated.
But the Occupy Wall Street folks are, for the most part, very tolerant of folks like gay people and blacks and Hispanics and Jews. They're a very tolerant group of folks. And, in fact, the only people they were intolerant of, in my experience, has been when the racists showed up at Occupy Wall Street and they were ostracized and outed. So you're the kind of person that Occupy Wall Street doesn't want to spend any time with. A lot of them do have respect for Ron Paul. That is true. But if Ron Paul were a racist, he wouldn't have that respect.
And I don't think that he... Right. I would agree with Ian, absolutely, that if he shared your view, Scott, I don't think so many people would be on board with it.
Yeah, so do us a favor, Scott. Just keep to yourself. Stay there with Sandra, your mom, there in the your mom's. Is it an apartment she lives in or a house?
How did you know my mother's name was Sandra?
Oh, come on, don't play with me, Scott. You were on the line the other day, a few weeks ago, when she came on, picked up your her bedroom phone to make a phone call, and she heard you calling this radio show, and she spoke on the air briefly. We tried to get her on the air. Did you recall that?
Yes.
It was a Saturday night, and yep. I certainly hope that Free Talk Live puts out a 10 greatest hits calls of 2011.
Because
I have not laughed so hard until I cried in a long time.
Does she go by Sandy?
No, Sandra. My mom is disabled. I don't say that to gain sympathy. I say it for the simple reason that I'm very proud that I take care of my mom. People will use think mama's boy or whatever, but you want to know something? If I'm a mama's boy, I'm damn proud of it because I help. She has a walking disability, and I'll help her any day of the week. And you know, I do a lot of things for her. And my mom is everything in the world to me. And people
Scott,
that
if I can ask you something, do you talk to your mom about how you feel about Jewish folks?
She knows my feelings. She knows that I see this country so much damage being done between the people being swindled on Wall Street, hardworking folks that have been ripped off, destroyed by Goldman Sachs and Bear Stearns, these boys coming home from Iraq with no arms and legs, they're amputees.
I think you have a lot of valid concerns,
and
Scott.
I do blame
Scott. Look, you always have to go there. I think you have a lot of valid concerns, but you blame the wrong people. You always are blaming these groups rather than looking at individuals who are attempting to control others, individuals who are seeking power over other human beings, regardless of the plot of land they were born on, regardless of the amount of melanin in their skin or the color of their hair or the color of their eyes. And, you know, thanks for the call. Good luck out there. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. I feel like I'm plenty tolerant of Scott, although I didn't take his call last night. Was that wrong of me?
I don't know. I mean, I really do get kind of nervous at that, but, you know, he can't call in too often either, you know.
Well, we say no more than one call per night, but there's no reason why someone who is like that deserves an extraordinary amount of attention. Someone who has that particular viewpoint. In fact,
I find the viewpoint so disgusting. It's difficult for me to, you know, to feel a great deal of sympathy. But it's called Free Talk Live, and it bothers me when people don't get on.
That's the only time that ever has ever happened.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man.
Only with Scott, the victim.
Yeah, I know.
Never has that happened with any other caller. So 855-450-FREE. And if someone were calling every single night about the same issue, we'd have to come up with a new rule. Like, hey, come up with something else to talk about. You know, you don't get to call every single night and talk about the same exact issue over and over again. We want people to keep listening to this show. So there's that entertainment value thing that always has to be factored in.
I'd be interested to see him challenge himself and then come back to us with some results.
Like go and meet some people?
Right.
We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number here is 1-855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find everything from banners to a free bumper sticker, as well as web graphics, high-res graphics, flyers, which you can print out. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Do you not have enough time to read books anymore? I mean, here's a couple that I'm looking at audible.com. The Drunkard's Walk, How Randomness Rules Our Lives, and Germs, Genes, and Civilization, How Epidemics Shaped Who We Are Today. These are just a couple of the more than 100,000 titles you can get at audiblepodcast.com for free. The downloads are fast, easy, and after you get your first free download the first month, they're quite affordable. I listen to audiobooks all the time and have used Audible, and it's a great service, and I recommend it if you want to try it out. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They are the leader, and one of the leaders, excuse me, Audible is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. audiblepodcast.com/FTL for a free download.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Charles, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to ask and get maybe somebody else's perspective on this, but with the president's recent comments about, how if he can't get things done through Congress, he's going to use the executive order more and more. Isn't that scary?
Wow, that's, I didn't even know he scary. Said that, but it's
yeah.
scary.
Yeah,
well, what's
very
new?
Scary.
I mean, that's the way things have always been. Presidents have, at least in my lifetime, presidents have been using executive orders to do all kinds of things. So he's just saying it out loud, huh?
Yes, he's actually said if he can't get Congress to do things, he's going to go ahead and use the executive order to move things along. And I just think that's slipping awful close to dictatorship.
Well, I'll tell you, if Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich, or if they get in the office, they're not going to change it.
Sad the way things are. Well,
yep, no
thank
doubt.
You for accepting my call. And
it's our pleasure, Charles.
Have a good day.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, you could say that the U.S. has been skirting dictatorship for quite a long time. I mean, wasn't it George Bush that said that he wishes he was a dictator? Didn't he also say he wished he was a dictator
yes,
at one point?
Yes, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah.
That was his claim.
So they've been working towards this. I mean, these executive orders have been around for a long time. And, you know, there's certain provisions on what they're supposed to be for, but clearly they've been used for beyond their original intention, I think, as most government programs and most government agencies do. They go beyond their original intentions for the program.
Well, if it works once, twice is even better, right?
Well, that's just it. They do one thing that is a clear violation of the Constitution, and then they get away with it, and then they use that as justification to do the next thing. Oh, well, we've been raiding people's homes forever on the war on drugs, so we can just raid your home now because you're a Muslim. We can raid your home because you look like you've got a skin tone of a Mexican. Or, you know, whatever, you know, excuse.
There could be some illegal guns in here.
Yeah, whatever excuse they'll come up with. And they can always use the past tyranny as an excuse to justify future tyranny. Oh, and speaking of tyranny, we were going to talk about that. But first, Shadow is in Huntsville listening to WBHP. Hey, Shadow.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, Shadow?
I want to start off saying, like I said on your show before, I'm an American Indian, of course, Mohawk, and the Mohawks were people of the woods. I just want to tell you this funny story. I hope y'all enjoy. When I was a kid one time back home in Michigan, I was out in the woods and some deer out there. Well, I didn't want to startle them, so I just went into tree mode. You know, I'd make like a tree, this tree, and when the wind would blow, you know, I'd bend with the wind a little and all like that. Well, the deer came up into the clearing. They actually took me for a tree. I mean, you're a funny-looking tree, but still a tree. Well, that's not the funny part. The funny part is that this dog came along, which apparently the deer were used to, and he mistook me for a tree, too, and he proceeded to lift his leg and mark his territory.
And you stood
done,
there and
took
it. He picked
up his legs and threw up a little dirt and some grass up, and then he strutted away his head held high. And I'll tell you, when I got home, both my parents cracked up when I told them that story.
Yeah, you know,
after all these years, yeah.
If you get those deer close enough and there's a buck among them, and then you just decide to go from tree to a guy that doesn't want to get peed on, it could be very bad.
Hurt.
I mean, you know, like those bucks.
So you took it. Like, you took it from that dog, right?
Yeah, I went ahead and do that because, you know, this is the Mohawk way we learn discipline when we're children, you know?
Right. If a dog wants to pee on you while you're a tree, you damn well better stand there.
I think
it
is a very interesting story.
I think so. Thanks, Shadow. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. So there's this story. We've been at all this prep. We didn't get to a bit of it. We can talk more about this national defense thing tomorrow. We have more time to dig into it. But here's the story about the guy and the mugger. And I thought it was so neat about, you know, taking a really violent, possibly dangerous situation and turning it around in an unexpected way by using love and forgiveness. Julio Diaz, this is from NPR.org, has a daily routine. Every night, the 31-year-old social worker ends his hour-long subway commute to the Bronx one stop early just so he can eat at his favorite diner. But one night last month, as Diaz stepped off the number 6 train and onto a nearly empty platform, his evening took an unexpected turn. He was walking toward the stairs when a teenage boy approached and pulled out a knife. Diaz said, "He wants my money, so I just gave him my wallet and told him, here you go." As the team began to walk away, Diaz told after him, "Hey, wait a minute, you forgot something. If you're going to be robbing people for the rest of the night, you might as well take my coat to keep you warm." The would-be robber looked at his would-be victim, like, "What's going on here?" Diaz says. He asked me, "Why are you doing this?" Diaz replied, "If you're willing to risk your freedom for a few dollars, then I guess you must really need the money. I mean, all I wanted to do was get dinner, and if you really want to join me, hey, you're more than welcome." Diaz says, "You know, I felt just maybe he needs, or he really needs help." Diaz says he and the teen went into the diner and sat in a booth. The manager comes by, and the dishwashers come by, and the waiters come by to say hello, says Diaz. Again, he's a regular at this place. And the kid was like, "You know everybody here? Do you own this place?" "No, I just eat here a lot," Diaz says, he told the teen. He says, but You're nice even to the dishwasher. And Diaz replied, well, haven't you been taught you should be nice to everybody? Yeah, but I didn't think people actually behaved that way, the teen said. And Diaz asked him what he wanted out of life, and he just had almost a sad face, says Diaz. The teen couldn't answer him, or he didn't want to. When the bill arrived, Diaz told the teen, look, I guess you're going to have to pay for this bill, because you have my money and I can't pay for this. So if you give me my wallet back, I'll gladly treat you. The teen didn't even think about it and returned the wallet, said Diaz. I gave him $20. I figure maybe it'll help him. I don't know. Diaz says he asked for something in return, and that is the teen's knife, and he gave it to me. Afterward, when Diaz told his mother what happened, she said, you're the type of kid that if someone asked you for the time, you gave them your watch. I figure, you know, if you treat people right, you can only hope that they treat you right. It's as simple as it gets in this complicated world.
It's a powerful story. You know, I mean, it really is. And when I read it, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's nice. I have a similar story that didn't work out so well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I lived in Manchester as a teenager in college, and I was mugged and said,
oh, man.
You know, I don't have anything. You can take my coat. You can take the dog that's with me. You can take whatever you need. And it was very scary.
Was it a knife point or gun point?
He had a pipe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. And he did take my jacket. He did not take the dog, much to my chagrin, because I was not a particular huge fan of this dog. I like the smart dogs myself, and this one did not belong to me. It was not
dog
my choice.
Muggings are
yeah,
common.
Right,
at best, yeah.
Exactly. I said, I'll give you everything I have. And he's like, I'm going to beat you up anyway.
Oh,
so it doesn't always work that way.
Did
so
he beat you up?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep, I got mugged. It happens.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, I what do you suppose the purpose of beating you up? I mean, you know, you didn't have money.
Frustration. Aggression. I don't know. I don't go around randomly beating people up when they
right,
don't give
me money.
Right,
it's hard to explain the motivations. Because you're right. I mean, most people mugging people want to get something so they can go get some crack rock or meth
or something.
Meth,
right,
whatever
right.
it is they're looking
so
for.
Do you think there's any chance that he beat you up in the hopes that you would come up with more money? I mean, is there...
Perhaps.
I don't really know.
Okay. I mean, I just wonder if that's the purpose is... I mean, I just don't get it. Why would you hit somebody that doesn't have any money if you're trying to rob people for money? I don't know. I mean, you know, whatever.
I guess you just, you know, unless you've been there, you probably can't really put yourself
right.
in that position.
Yeah.
But and of course, there's no guarantee that, you know, you're going to avoid getting stabbed
right.
or
that's,
anything by
right.
being nice to somebody.
So this is a great story, but it doesn't, unfortunately, it doesn't always work out that way.
The toll-free number here, 855-453. I wonder if you would have gotten beaten had you had money on you.
Or if I'd had my gun on me.
Probably
that
not.
Would have changed the situation.
You're a teenager,
absolutely.
You're not allowed to carry.
That's
more
right.
Coming tomorrow. We'll talk to you then online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.